And I'm making the decision before Elul whether to go through Chukosayim first and then Hilchos Kippur Avayim. I made the decision because this sugya is only 2-3 months. Kippur Avayim is maybe longer, but in hindsight, I'm happy with the decision because this is prime season. I forgot about Halloween and Thanksgiving and December and January. This is like, if it's a good time to have the shiur, this is it. So Sadiq was just saying they had a party at his office.
It wasn't the party. They just served.
They just served. They served with decoration. So he wanted to know if they had a kosher section. Could he just take it and run? I'm not saying it's all served, but you know what? I don't think we need any hana. Baruch Hashem, we all have what to eat. To go down there and participate in any form, I don't know if you need it. I'm not saying it's all served. The holiday parties, remind me, in about 7 weeks, we'll discuss more at length. In New York, they're politically correct enough to know there are enough yidden in every firm that they call it a holiday party, Hanukkah, Exodus, whatever you want to call it. They're okay with it. They try not to have too much of a theme, or they have a bush and a menorah. But the bush and menorah doesn't make it kosher. The menorah doesn't make the bush kosher. So I always tell people, just a short version, in case they're having an early one, if you have to go pump a couple of hands, there should be copies there, keep your job or keep your upward mobility, and you're certainly not drinking with Aquam, and you're just there to show your face, and you make a quick exit. Nunu. If you can get out of it, Sadiq said that he doesn't like me talking about him, but he last 13 years straight to get out of it. So if you can, good. If you can't, then the Wall Street firms down there and start with an F and end with an M, they have kosher parties. And what do you do with the guy in there?
There's a holiday party, but I don't attend.
You don't attend? Oh, that's a good one. Okay. And Shragi's putter also?
He better not go. He's fired.
I like that firm. We got okay, very good. So that's Mama Steige. You get fired if you go to a holiday party made by the firm. That's great. Okay, so so you just make it for the underlings. Okay, so we will the Mitzvah Sham. It's going to be Labor the next couple of months. We will get to it. Let me start off. Uri started asking after the bell rang the next subtopic here in the tour is the issue with the heter of government circles and the Shtadlanim who are there and dressing in Rome like the Romans do. How general, what is the heter? Based on how general is the heter, could we apply it to business, around the holiday time? Businesses want to have green themes and decorations, and they're selling things. So first heter I have, you could sell things during the holiday season. The question is what you could dress up as and what you could dress the store up as. And how much you can play along, that's going to be obviously a very serious shaila. So first you have to see what the makar is, and then Mitzvah Shem, we will get to that. Before we start the tour, we're going to start on page 4. I just want to close off two things from last night. I got another series of emails. We have two of our many listeners who sent in the same marmukum of, it was a Zev Roth and the Chevra from Eretz Yisrael, I think they live. I didn't know where the Rosh HaTevis of the Chevra was, but I think it was Eretz Yisrael. I'll probably find out when I get an email tonight. And then the other one that came from Zachariah Holzer, who they both had the same occur. There's a Chuvas Vasa Toiv from Rav Isaacson. I'm not familiar with it, but I'm sure very chashuv. He talks about the clinking. He says it's also in his Lukasam. So it's nice to see Sfaras in print. And then there are various... What? Yeah, because if you don't know where it comes from, it's Osir. That doesn't need the same explanation I gave.
Is it Osir as Avodah Zarah or any other Isser min HaTorah?
No, remember, we're focusing primarily on Chukosayim L'Salechah. Hilchos Avodah Zarah is a good night's head of topic, but that's not strictly the topic here. Remember, Rav Moshe will say this clearly, but I'll say it now, because we're not going to get to Rav Moshe for a few weeks. The Isser Chukosayim, according to the Arik, is not pshat that we now have an Isser Misafik, because if you don't know what it is, it might be rooted in Avodah Zarah. Moshe says, since you have that Safik, if you don't have a clear explanation otherwise, it's Osir Mitam Vadai.
But what if it's...
Nafkamina, by the way, is you can't start using Sfek Sfekas. That's an important Nakuda. Yeah, but...
What if it's rooted in a different Isser that's not Avodah Zarah?
No, Kishav Avodah Zarah, Dakia Mary, it's all wrapped in one. If we can have a logical explanation, even though it's kind of silly, and I'm going to use that here right now. Remember we said the explanation is bandied around by Goyim, is they used to do it so the thing could go over here and spritz over there and have poison go over here. So if you're trying to poison me, you're going to get poisoned, and beware. that's a very sick thing that they have to be chayshir for that, but that's just violent. If we knew for sure that was the reason, it wouldn't be usher. I'd be okay with it. Because that's it's a chayshir reason they have to put up with such violence. It's not a very Jewish thing, but I wouldn't ask for something else. That. The problem is, it's just a guess. And like any other things that bandied around, it's a guess. Nobody really knows. It's ancient history. And once ancient history, if you can't nail it down, I don't know where we're holding with that, whether that's mutter to say or not. Some told me afterwards that nailing down just comes from sticking in wood from a binyan, and therefore it's kosher, so I'll use it a little more. I hope it's not from the other thing I was worried about. If what?
That's nailing up.
That's nailing him. Okay. Okay. This stuff is going on the radio. I hope we have only Yotzer mentioned listening, or else it could be an issue.
Kishuv is not necessarily
Avodah Zarah. It's a different issue. No, but it's the same. They use the same Lashon. Avodah Zarah. And it happens to be we know it is, but even if we didn't know, ask the average guy, he doesn't know. Hey, ask him, I don't know. It's what the Minig of saying to be a Deinu. Then it's Usser. And Ramesh says, Usser mitam vada, that is Chayk, Lashon Chayk, Chukasayim, Lashon Lechu. That's the theme over here. And we will use this over and over again. The question is, how far to take the parameters? So if the clinking of the glasses were clearly Lashash poison, it is a Gaisha thing because they were more worried about that. Jews don't normally try to poison each other at parties. But, I would say the guy today don't either, I hope. But in the Middle Ages, this was a problem. I wouldn't answer it because if we have an explanation, it's not necessarily Buddha, Kisha, Rodazar, or anything else. So, it's not getting married. It's a Gaisha Zach. They're violent. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. But it wouldn't be clear cut. The problem is, it's just a guess. And that's why this Mavasa Taiv agrees with what we were saying, that it's Usser, and then the other Svarim that say it's not Mukhruch. And my Psakalach Lamaisa on the clinking is, in this Sugya, it's really not a mitzvah. Now remember what I mentioned, that the Svarim also bring down, that some Makairis, he's supposed to have the Kais L'chaim, the maybe Kais HaBrocha, or a simcha, which the one time we should be drinking wine. You want to have all five senses, and you're missing the sense of hearing, so you want to cling to that. That's what some suggested. And one of the footnotes here, he brings down that Jews make brachas. We make a bracha out loud. That's the sense of we don't need that. Maybe they want to enjoy the five senses. So then, one time, and what happens if he was made to me and I didn't make a bracha? That's okay. The second, you know, even the second. Okay. I'm convinced that it's not a mitzvah. If you happen to be from an area and you claim this chassidus, the Rebbe always did it and it's there, I mean, okay. If you're not, then I'm worried about the suffix derais of the chukasei lem. It's no mitzvah to do it whenever you pass on a shayla. If there's no upside and only downside, why bother? That's my point over here. So,
Is it a din in the clinking?
I'm talking about the clinking.
No.
The lochayim has better makaris.
No. Let's just say using like a plastic shot glass and all the kiddushim is plastic, for the most part.
You mean, well, when people go lochayim, picking up a raisin lochayim, I have less of a problem with. Lochayim is a bracha. Pick it up to show you're aiming at him. Fine. Clinking plastic schnapps cups together, probably doesn't make too much noise, so I don't think anybody's doing it. So picking it up and saying lochayim is not. I don't think it's the issue. Trying to touch the glasses does schmeck of this, because that's what they were doing, trying to mix it with whichever historical shot you go with. What I'm saying is that if it's not a mitzvah, not an inyan, pashas is it's not. Even though you can argue, even if it's one of the five senses, no chiyuv to have that either. So then, if it's not your minig, don't mess around with it. That's halacha l'maisa on that. Yes?
What about making a toast?
So again, a toast is l'chaim. You want to give a guy a bracha? Give a guy a bracha.
It's definitely a very boyish.
Yes, I'm saying we don't. I don't know. You guys, and you asking. You were the one with the trailer with the. You're not. You were doing it. I'm saying you weren't doing it, but the one with the trailer with the thing by the tailgating, the trailer, the tailgating.
Tailgating.
Yeah, with the thing. So we're not into all these parties. Whether that's awesome and Tom Chukasayim, it's not having a party. But we don't want to. We're dealing with it as the Raisa. But I remind you, the Rambam Paskins, the Torah Pashulchan Paskins, it is the Raisa Sheish Bamalkus. It's a serious business. And if you don't have an upside in doing it, why bother? I don't think toasting can be traced, though, to Kishra Avodah Zarah, because you're just giving the guy a bracha. So then there's the question of the feeling. How goyish do you want to act and join in their culture? I'll say this beremez because I'm already too involved, but I had to, the rare occasion, I had to sign a kol kari recently, like 1 in the morning last night. You'll probably be seeing it. It was signed by a number of bonim in the community. I spoke about it here in Shul when somebody first asked me about 3 months ago. And the only thing maybe I would add it is that they tried reasoning with the people and negotiating with them, and no one's out to hurt anybody's business. But all we need in the Ira Kodesh, Kala Kodesh, months in New York, is a place where you can go sit on a stool and drink liquor and watch a game. That's all we need. It's the thing we're missing in Gullis. It's ridiculously insane. There's somebody opened up a restaurant. Just so you should know, in case you ever come across somebody who's saying, the Rabbanim are killing you. We'd go negotiating. It wasn't me. There were Askanim, Balbata Askanim involved for 3-4 months. Didn't go anywhere. They just don't down the kaskas. They just don't understand that. I don't understand. They have it in this community, that community. This community is not Muncie, and if they want to have it there, the Rabbanim over there will deal with it. Maybe they're fighting different battles. This is definitely not something we need. They say, well, it's a guy watching at home. A guy wants to watch in his closet, and he has a closet TV. He wants to do something at home, wants to drink at home. That's fine. To lower the atmosphere and raise the bar and Gashmias and Hoilus and Yaakov, what you just said, just reminded me of what was going on. And to have a bar where you're sitting at a stool, serving hard liquor, watching a game? That's a good shot. I might have been commenting on that. What they did, what they were doing, but whatever it is, it didn't work. And the last resort, we didn't want to do this. We wanted to do the peaceful way, not to hurt his business. And I'm sure the bloggers and they says, the Rabbanim are courteous, but just for the record, I didn't even design the Kolkari. I was asked to sign it because I was involved when they asked my opinion in the first place. And they're signed by all the Rabbanim that you know. And it's just unfortunate because we try to say, why not save the restaurants? A good thing. You want to go out to eat? So go out to eat. We need this Gayusha bar with the setting, with the taruvas for the boys and the girls and the men. What do we need that for? It's a dover pusher. Like the Choshu and the Spalam. And this shul came to me and they said, why isn't somebody doing about it? 3 months ago. I said, we're working on it. We're trying to avoid having to make a cold curry. Just for the record. I mean, that's all we needed out of all the things going on to lower the standards even more. Anyway, No, the Kolkari, the posters you're going to see in a minute. It didn't come out yet. I couldn't come out yet. I just signed it last night. But you'll see it in Hebrew and English. Well, more than that. It's a warning. Yeah.
International Handbook of Alcohol and Culture. This quote is, probably a secular vestige of an ancient sacrificial libations in which a
sacred offered
to the gods. Blood or wine in exchange for a wish. A prayer summarizes.
Okay, can you? That's not loud enough for the mic. Can you send that to me and I will read that tomorrow night? So I couldn't make that up. Okay, he just found a clear source that says it goes back to libations and Avodah Zarah. Then it's okay. Hey, I'm trying to be down the Kal Swissy, giving the guy a bracha. Okay, very good. So if you can send that to me, we will. That's a chiddush. Main best measures below chiddush. Okay, number one. Number two. Didn't think it would be this interesting. Okay, number two. This is going to fascinate you. And I was not in the discussion today. I was having with the emails. One of the pages sent reminded me of a conversation I had. It was just a remark that my shver mentioned to me. I don't know, 20 years ago. He was on the mirror before he moved to Lakewood, and he said, "You notice something interesting about Shmuel Birnbaum, Zatzal Rosh Yeshiva the mirror." Rosh Yeshiva. Whenever people came to meet him all the time, he would always try not to. They give him a shalom aleichem. He'd always try not to shake hands. Like you give him a shalom, he was saying like this. He didn't lift a hand. And if somebody was uncomfortable, he wouldn't put the on a bad spot, so he would give him his hand. So I asked him, why would that be? He said what he understood from him is that this was never the minig among Yidden. They gave shalom. They gave shalom aleichem. They never shook hands, and it was a goyish zach. Go figure. So I thought that was it. I heard that 20 years ago. I was going through some of these pages over here, and I see that they quote the Sapa Kedisha, Alfandri, who was lived to 100 and something in Eretz Yisrael. Was a big tzaddik and a pesik. They says the same thing about him. He said he never did it. If an Ish Choshev came and insisted and get uncomfortable, so for cover of Brias, he did it. But the fallback position, and he commented, they asked him why, and he said, this is a European thing, and this is not from the Jews. So it's interesting, you've been in Gullus a long time as a people. So now, do I think it's Usher? Here I have a Limitzchus. And I'm not arguing with him. I'm not arguing with Shmuel. Didn't I think he did it when it got uncomfortable? He just wanted to know people. This is picked up from European Western culture, and it was never the minig. We clearly have a minig. We said Shalom Aleichem to people. That's all over the place, and Hashem Yimachem and Bayaz, and that's Gavaldik. Shaila is the hand. So I seem to remember, I didn't look this up again, Yaakov, you could probably research it, that the shaking of the hand was dafka, similar to the clinking and the poison issue. The Middle Ages sound like they're a very dangerous time and place. I don't know. I'm coming to the conclusion they had a bunch of knights running around killing each other, and they used to shake hands very quickly to make sure that he wasn't armed, and that's why he was shaking with the right hand, to make sure there was nothing, no dagger or nothing up his sleeve, which would make it a Goyer Shazach, because we usually, when you meet other Yidden, you're not afraid he's going to stab you, unless it's Yayev and Avner, and there are other complications, you know, but that had a reason behind it also. So if that's true, then it's really not Jewish. However, that wouldn't answer it, because if we know the reason, it's not rooted in, there are two reasons I can think of, and I can't imagine, again, Yaakov might find something else, but I can't imagine this rooted in Kishrei Adar. Either it's because they're trying to... That's a shaila. If it was a violent society, you had to do things. I'll give you a dogma. Would you say that everybody walking into a building has to walk through an electric eye and a metal detector because it's a dangerous society as it is now? Dark Gamer, fat by Yidden, we'd never have that. Just trust the guy, have him walk in. Would that become Dark Gamer? I don't think so. I don't think that would be a problem. Unfortunately, the violent society, so they met somebody, they got to check out like this, they got to check out he's not poisoning him. If we knew for sure that was the reason by the drinks, I'm not convinced over there, over here. I think it's either that, or I think logic would dictate that if you're saying hello to somebody, you want to make a connection. So in certain cultures, they give each other a kiss on the cheek or whatever, you know, and that's considered normal. Gives a hug. So here, they're putting out their hand to make a connection. Is that... Maybe I'm too American. Maybe this comes from the culture which is used to it. But I'm suggesting that Rav Shmuel and the Saba Kadisha was trying to say, just point out that this was never Jewish Zachar of Tzad doing it if it's not necessary. I think that doesn't necessarily make it usher, because I have two good explanations. I think it's one of the two or both. And it lets me know otherwise. Again, if we know otherwise, then I retract. You find the Makar and this Sugya, a svara, if I hold up, I'm not going to retract so quickly as to shlug it up. If it's a metzias, then we can find out. I think over here, ben mitzad, my first reason, my second reason, I think it would still be mutter, because it's not rooted in kishur avodah zarah. Everybody follows? I think that would be the tzad lahoko, but just an interesting, when I saw this from the Saba Kadisha, it reminded me of the story with the Shmuel Birnbaum. So, you know, you have to know what was going on. I mentioned that, I was just rachasna, so I'll throw this in. This, I already started up with the Majinka, so I don't want to get too many people in trouble. This certainly is not usher. Shaila is to have a makar. We don't have the chasen kala walk in, everybody stands up. It's a big mavucha in the peskin. Does that have any makar, let alone Jewish makar? Many say there was never makar for it. Everybody was standing in the center of the square of the shul, or the square of the town, and nobody ever stood up because everybody was standing. So that doesn't prove one way. They still didn't stand up. Shaila, does that mean you're supposed to be standing? So... most people. So that's all reasons given for the minig by Shehushan. Shaila, is that a retrofit, or is it how old is this minig? There are many European Rabbanim or Sheshivas who denied there was ever such a minig in Europe, and there were others that said that the minig is legit, and some suggest that if everybody's doing it already, don't be a Yeshe Ben Aimden. Meaning you don't have to stick it. It's not that usher. Should I just have a makar? I've been sitting at many chasnas for many years, often toward the front, al tich etzibur, with many rashivas and rabbanim who are 40 years my senior, and most of them did not stand up, not because they were old and weak. And some of them did a half-baked, probably because, not to be a yeshiva ben aimdin. And others held that it was. It's comes out of machlekes, they ask Rabbi Yankel, so I'm sure there's some said yes, some said not. And it's, you want a reason, it's a mitzvah, which would help the chasen, the kala is a extra mitzvah, sort of. Some say it's chasen dam lamelach. Is there a makar kala dam lamelach? You get it, the pshatim don't fit across the board. Some say people were standing because they wanted to see, and they couldn't see in front of the other guy who stood up, so they wanted to stand up, which wouldn't have any great makar if you have a good seat. You know, so that's the shayla. But that wouldn't make it chukoseim unless the goyim were doing something like that. Now, the goyim walked down the aisle. Do the guy stand up and then walk down the aisle? I was never there. I wouldn't know. That you'd have to research. They're getting married in their church, whatever. Do they stand up?
We have our own Karn Masara for the Chasen Kala walking down the
aisle. Yes and no. The Gemara Kesubas talks about introducing the... Bring the Chasen Kala, throwing the... We have a number of Makaris Kesubas, a Simon Basulam, and things like that.
Is Mekabal Kala, and then... No, no.
Yeah, sort of. Shaila is where they... There are Shushpinim who walked to the, at least they walked to Chassan from his house into the Kala to the center of town. It wasn't as organized as we have it today. Famous picture with the chuppah. Yeah, this is a famous painting of the chuppah. Where everybody's surrounding in the shul square. Nobody walked down any. There were no seats. They were just there. True, the Chassan Kala got there with singing and dancing, and so there was some sort of procession. I'm curious if the Goyim stand up in their church, that's a Shaila. Why would that? I never heard that they do, so I don't have any kashas yet. But, find out in the office. You know, ask your local Orthodox guy, not a Fry guy, because he didn't get married in a church. So I'd like to know what they're doing in the church or what they're doing in the backyard. Yes.
Just to continue with handshaking.
Yeah.
What about like other greeters? You know, slapping five, fist bumps, things like that.
So that gets a little bit. When we get to clothing, I'm going to give an example, which I already started giving some examples. A guy buys a good pair of slacks, and then he rips it up, and he drives over with his car, so it's all faded. And they told me you could buy it like that today, with the rips and the faded. And he wants to put it down. So that's a big problem. Because you're trying to identify with the underworld, the hippie movement, or whatever, or a bum, whatever it is. That's certainly a problem. A guy wears a T-shirt and it has a skull and a crossbone, unless he's just doing it for Yir HaShamayim to remember Gehenna or something like that. You know, that would be okay. But if it's for, you know, he has some rock group across, that's a problem. Your case, what were you asking about? Which article of clothing?
I'm talking about slapping five.
Oh, you're talking about just the motion. So, I'm Cheshish. I'm Cheshish. That comes from... the hefkeris of pop culture, and some minority group started doing that without mentioning, and it was hip, and that gets a little, you know, that gets a little dangerous. I'm not saying it's usher. I don't say something's usher until it's vadasi. Even in this sugya, we have to be nervous, but that comes from that, you know, very cool cultures. So the question is, where do you cross the line between being cool, which is might not be good for your ruchnias, and might not be yeshivish, to an is the right of hukusayim? One's not preferred, one's also. So I'm not saying it crossed that line, but put it this way. In a very good cheder with good chinuch, unless we've really been in America too long, or forget America, no, it's Israel, you won't see kids, a good bacher, 8th grade, 9th grade, 13th grade, Masmid, he won't be high-fiving his friends. Right? We agree to that? I think we'd look a little mudna if we saw that. So why is that? The answer is because they're copying, they don't cop the game, and we do. So that, again, that make it is the race. I'm not convinced, but it's certainly what?
Kids can't wear a uniform like a...
No, so baseball uniforms, we have a little bit of, we didn't get to the full baseball discussion yet. That's still coming. What? So we're going to get to that. That's coming in about a week. So just the baseball season is over already, Baruch Hashem? Almost? Okay. What?
It could be tonight.
Could be tonight, and you're all still here. That's very good. What? I asked him if the season was over. He said, could be tonight.
No, it's not.
He looks worried. He looks very concerned. Okay. I'm happy to say I don't even know who's in it, but... Lamaisa, we will get to that. I have more kulas by a nice clean cut baseball hat than I do by a skull and crossbone rock band T-shirt, which I really think is a problem for many reasons. But I'm just talking about the chukoseim issue. So a kid who's constantly high fiving and doing all that, like where did that stuff come from? You have to check. You don't have to check far, very far. You can figure it out very quickly. And the mitzmakaris are not that great, and it's usually not from. You know, if a salute came to being because people respected the Air Force and the Army, they had a salute, and people are doing that. That's American culture, but it's considered bakovedik. I have a feeling this stuff comes from the counterculture, which is certainly not great. That's the problem. And a lot of it seeps in. We'd be surprised, as we have been so far in this year. Yeah. So again, when it gives you a bear hug, when it gives you, you know, bowing is cultural, I don't think, even though bowing is always a little suspect, you know, bowing gets us nervous as Jews, but I don't think it's awesome. If you're in the Orient, that's the way they do it. You have to be very careful, though. I've had a number of businessmen who've been to India, and they have, it sounds like a medrash, they have, like, you walk into a house, this happened a few years ago to somebody, and they have a low ceiling, like a bar, you got to walk in, you bow in, as you bow in, there's a getchka, real, they have a lot of real getchkas there, it's designed, just like from a medrash rabba with pyro, you know, like a, it's designed that you're bowing down in front of an idol, that you can't do, even if he didn't mean it, and it was just a minute of a saying, that's a problem. A guy told me about the story. He said he came in and he wondered if so low, bowed down, like they had an anteroom with an avodah zarah there, like a big one. So then he just smashed it, and the guy said, what happened? He said he had a fight with the other guy, and he had a, you know, he had a whole storyline there. I don't know where he got it from. But not very good for business, but he was pretty annoyed. But bowing, stam, cordial bowing, if that's the culture, I don't think there's any problem with it. Okay, so we got to the Agdama. We didn't get to the tour yet. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night.